At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues, Hossein Akhani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, and Bill Raggio, a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Both these gentlemen helped me understand the Afghanistan war doesn't stay in Afghanistan. Right now, the Gaza war doesn't stay in Gaza. Mr. Ambassador, the combative speech by the prime minister, and then the news that there's a 21-point plan that Israel says we'll have to look at it, and there are other governments weighing in, but all positive so far. Even Hamas is said to be positive relating to it, although you're never sure what that means. Resolving the Gaza conflict, that is a positive for the whole region. Right now, is it believable in Islamabad, in Delhi, in Riyadh? I could go on. Is it believable in the region, Mr. Ambassador?
I think most people like and want to be optimistic and hopeful. If the U.S. president puts his own reputation and his own stature behind a proposal, then it has to be taken seriously. But in the end, there are just too many moving parts. And there are too many domestic considerations of various actors. So we are looking at what Prime Minister Netanyahu has to think and calculate in terms of the impact on his politics within Israel. The Palestinians have to think about what its impact is going to be on their politics within their community. The Arab leaders have to think about theirs. And so the 21 points will probably stretch to many, many more points. If you remember, Camp David was the beginning. Oslo was supposed to be the culmination. And where did we end up with that? So it's not easy. Middle East peace is always far more complicated than it seems.
Bill, your measure of the U.S.'s approach to this, a 21-point plan, because you cover the wider war from Africa to the Middle East on to the Khorasan province of Afghanistan, are there, and the Houthis, of course, we'll speak of the Houthis today, are they generally still hanging their reason to fight on the Gaza war? And generally, with the Gaza war resolved, would it be a positive for all of these various factions?
Well, look, I mean, the 21-point plan is a plan that ultimately is looking to establish a Palestinian state. The Israelis are completely opposed to this. The plan to me more is hunting for unicorns, right? All of the hostages get released, granting amnesty for Hamas members who agree to peace with Israel. Hamas isn't going to do either of these things, John. I mean, Hamas is committed to the destruction of Israel. If Hamas truly was committed to living side by side with Israel, we wouldn't be where we are today. Israel left Gaza 2 decades ago in order to allow the Palestinians to exercise self-rule there. And then Hamas immediately commenced with attacking Israel. It's stated in its charter that its ultimate goal is the destruction of Israel. And until that changes, until Hamas leaders recant that, until they change their charter and how they're teaching people in schools, obviously that's not happening now with the war. But I just find all of this is wish casting, which seems to be prevalent in U.S. foreign policy. We did it with all of our enemies, right? Telling us the Taliban were moderate, that it broke from Al-Qaeda. Now we're going to tell ourselves that Hamas, our leaders, are committed to peace with Israel. This all sounds great. But in practice, this is a non-starter.
One more detail, Mr. Ambassador. There's said to be a very significant gathering of command generals and admirals in Quantico, Virginia, tomorrow, 24 hours from now. And the expectation is that there will be a speech by the Secretary of Defense about a new direction for the Defense Department. What do you know? What can you tell us? What do you observe generally about the U.S. military right now and the size of its tasks?
Well, I do not know anything more than what is out there in the public domain. But one thing that I can surmise is that the reorientation of the U.S. military is essentially moving more in the direction of what were originally described when President Trump came as isolationists, people who think that we need to focus on defense inwards rather than outwards. And so any trimming of the commands, any restructuring, etc., will primarily be to reduce the security burden on the United States of protecting other countries and at the same time focusing on the Western Hemisphere and Fortress America.
Bill, you're a veteran. What is your thinking about a reorganization of the military in a new direction? The one mentioned in the news all the time is Fortress America. Does that make sense given the scale of the missions they're on?
Well, I think this is a certainly an isolationist inspired strategy. The reality is the U.S. has interests across the world, and we in some cases need to defend them. In some cases, we may need to pull back because our aspirations may be far ahead of our capabilities. I need to see more details about this to really make a more comprehensive assessment of it. Look, in some cases, I do think we're overextended. I do think that we need to be less ambitious than we are. We need to be careful. Look, given our experience in the war on terror, nearly 2.5 decades, we couldn't beat the Taliban in Afghanistan. We failed to win in Iraq for various reasons and lost to multiple actors. If we're not willing to correct those problems, maybe we do need to be more careful about the conflicts that we're going to get involved, and maybe need to really take care when we're rattling the saber against Russia and China as well. If you can't beat those third tier actors, well, you want to come up against those second and first tier actors. It's a whole different ballgame. I think that our failure to defeat the Houthis, for instance, and organize a coalition, that's a perfect example of how far are we overextended. So I understand the impulse. We can't pull back too far, but we can't overextend ourselves. We really do need to reevaluate how we're engaging across the planet.
Bill Rajow is a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He keeps the Longword Journal with his colleagues where you can watch all the reporting, especially if there's to be more good news about hostage release in Kabul. Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.